New Year's Eve doesn't always live up to its glamorous build-up. It's a natural time to recall previous years, and sometimes you can spot milestones. The first time you stayed up till midnight, your first glass of champagne, the party where you met your future spouse, the year you fell asleep on the sofa with a newborn in your lap. For commentator Donna Scopper, one New Year's Eve long ago stands out.
We were only 30. We had very little money. What we had went to the gas that got us to the rim of the Grand Canyon about 5 in the afternoon that New Year's Eve. We checked with the hotel and realized they wanted our monthly rent for one night's stay. My companion, Bob, whom I now refer to as my former husband, had a brainstorm. He found a phone book and called down to the ranger station, which he presumed was at the bottom of the canyon. Bob proceeded to invite us to the ranger's house for New Year's Eve and asked what we could bring. Gary, the ranger, said his wife Gina was 8 months pregnant and was having a serious longing for guacamole and corn chips. It took us minutes to find the grocery store and get the hospitality gift. We were on our way down the canyon with nothing but two avocados and a bag of chips and a toothbrush each. We left right before sundown and got to Gary and Gina's place right before midnight. On the walk in, which is almost as easy as being young and free and poor, we met quite a few animals, but no humans. Clearly, the humans had bought in the high rent district above. We saw bighorn sheep, wild deer, bunnies, a crow that seemed determined to keep us on the path. A bright moon kept us focused as well. When we arrived, Gary and Gina had dinner ready. They'd put out more board games than I have ever seen. We played every one, got acquainted, ate and drank, slept, giggled, and sang Auld Lang Syne twice, once for us, another time for the baby. In the morning, we awoke to the climb out, which resembles middle age as much as the walk in resembles youth. It is much harder. Gina prepared what I continue to serve as Grand Canyon pancakes, stacks of thin whole wheat slivers, topped with cottage cheese in layer 2 and orange marmalade in layer 3. She promised they would take us all the way out without hunger. Be sure, by the way, to add the wheat germ. Gary and Gina had a whole room in their house with great stuff they had picked up on the trail. Boots, walking sticks, backpacks, all abandoned because they were too heavy to carry back up. They offered us gear for the trek out, but we preferred the lightness, the simple gift of hospitality they had already given. Sometimes on New Year's Eve, I wonder where Gary and Gina are now, and if their nearly 20-year-old son or daughter gets cravings for guacamole.
The comments of Donna Scopper, senior pastor of the Coral Gables Congregational Church in Miami.